I'm joined by Rory Smith to talk about art, science, and a sense of mission, I think is where we're going to end up. You never know with these things. The direction of travel, where it's going, and how football clubs view the task of managing the football club in the round in this current era. So, Rory, you know, we can maybe start by talking about Manchester United, maybe start talking about a decision that I agree with, to give the job to Michael Carrick. The question for me, and what makes this difficult, I think, for Manchester United, is keeping everybody in check and reminding them that very few sides have done back-to-back Champions League qualifications for a long time. But everything else, it feels as though Carrick could be eminently sensible for Manchester United.
So what I like about the Carrick appointment is that I think it is an acknowledgement from United that football isn't just about tactics, that I don't think anyone would say that Michael Carrick is a tactical visionary. There isn't like a Carrick ball or Carrickismo, as the Argentinians would call it. Do you know what I mean? There's no, like, it's kind of meat and potatoes, Michael Carrick's football. And I mean that in neither a complimentary nor an insulting way. It's just like, it's sort of 4-2-3-1, 4-3-3, depending a bit on Bruno, flying wingers, strike up front, try and counterattack at speed. And those are all things that we tend to now talk about as though they're a philosophy. That's the kind of Guardiola legacy, is that everyone has to have a philosophy, and we expect you to have a philosophy. And if you don't have a philosophy, you're not a proper manager. But I don't think Carrick is doing anything revolutionary or world-beating. I don't think that's been the secret behind what has been his record at United since January is insane. I think they've played 15, won 11, which is astonishing. And as much as we know that at least part of that is because they play football about once a month, which makes everything a lot easier. And everybody, I think even United fans, would accept that it will be trickier next season when you are playing football once every 2 days, which is the way that it works when you're in Europe, and you don't get knocked out of the domestic cups by Grimsby. He has been able to kind of, through I think partly through being quite, taking quite a simple approach, he's been able to restore a feeling to Manchester United. So he's not got what we think is like a 2-year contract at Old Trafford, because bid to Jim Ratcliffe has decided that he's unearthed this manager who's got this sort of world-beating tactical system, this strategic, great strategic mind. I'm not saying he's bad at tactics. I just don't think he's particularly kind of remarkable. He's setting United up sensibly in a way that suits them, which is, to be honest, probably the most important tactic. I think what Ratcliffe and Omar Berada and Jason Wilcox and the various other people who are involved in these processes, what they have recognised is that Carrick's great success is creating a feeling around Manchester United, one that the players have bought into, that the fans have bought into. There's a kind of journey there. There's a sense of purpose, that they kind of know what they're aiming for. It feels like a club that was, like when you went to Old Trafford under Amorim and Ten Hag before that, it was such a fractious place. Like, it was a really unhappy place to go. And now it's really happy. And I think that genuinely makes a difference. And Ineos and whoever else runs Manchester United seem to have realised, and I think this is right, that stuff matters even if you can't gauge it directly. And I think the interesting counterpoint is Liverpool, who, as far as we can tell, and we don't know how things pan out next week or next month or whatever, as far as we can tell, all the information that we currently have, Liverpool don't seem to be waiting feeling at all. And I think that's really interesting.